Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. You've got Mike here, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, and Dylan is behind the glass playing all the patriotic music this morning because tomorrow is, of course, the 4th of July. I just do have a little etiquette tip tomorrow if you're running the Peachtree Road Race. It's amazing if you are. First time, amazing, but little thing.
Wear deodorant. Wear deodorant.
Are you about to be a gatekeeper? Because I feel it coming.
No, it's just a little thing that you might not know if you've never run a race before.
Pasties.
No.
This man said well, pasties.
Well, Dylan, if you don't know, it's a thing. You will chafe, my friend.
Scott, oh, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean,
Abe has, of course, talked about nipple chafing.
It's not surprising in any way. That's the last thing I want to hear. I don't want to hear his name and nipple chafing in the same sentence ever again.
Let's let Allie talk to the rookies out there.
I regret bringing this up right now. It's not pasties. It's about when you're running tomorrow, if you happen to need to slow down and walk, you need to raise your hand. Just like you're in school, raise your hand to let the people around you know you're about to start walking.
Full stop.
It will keep you safe because there are 60,000 people running around you, and that is race etiquette. Raise your hand.
You know what I just found out, too?
Would have never thought that was a thing.
So Simone's sister, one of her sisters, shout out to Sydney. She's coming in town later on tonight. Her and Simone are actually running in the PC Road Race.
Nice.
And they told me this, but I forgot, and then she reminded me last night.
Wait a minute. So you're not running with her?
Oh, absolutely not.
She didn't reserve you a spot?
I'm not mad that she did.
She asked your permission?
No, she didn't.
She didn't tell her sister, I can't run if Dylan's not running.
No.
Is there another bib for Dylan?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is you go to that, I go to the fact that how do you forget that? Like, how do you forget when you're...
That's a good question.
Like, I'm sure she's been training. Like, how do you just full forget that your significant other, the person that you ask permission for almost everything to do... is running in the Peachtree Road Race.
Simone tells me.
And this isn't about Simone, this is about you.
No, absolutely. Simone tells me a lot of things, and she asked me, like, obviously, because she's a content creator, so she always asks me, like, content advice. So I get so much information from Simone that I legit have trouble keeping it all in. And it sounds like I'm just making stuff up, but I'm serious. Like, Simone gives me so much information on a daily basis that it's hard to all keep in there.
I think that's most men.
Yeah. You know what I just heard?
I want to take up for Dylan on this one because I feed Grant so much information as far as like races and so there's no way he can keep track of all of it. Like I can't keep track of all the Braves games he goes to. Yeah. So.
I just heard Dylan say, she talks so much, I just stopped listening.
No, that's not the case. It's just hard to remember it all.
And I mean, my wife has like one of those gigantic calendars on our wall in the kitchen where she writes in marker the whole month and writes it out. And I still be like, hey, what day do the kids have swim lessons? She's like, it's been on the calendar for 3 weeks. And then she's got next to it, she's got a paper planner for the whole year where you can go into that one and write down like something that's 2 months in advance. And I still am like, I have no idea.
Dude, kids do that to you. I am very good. I never double book anything. Never. The last two times I've had my haircut appointment, I have double booked. The last two times. I never double book anything. And and both those have come since Pork Chops here.
Yep.
So whatever reason, it's like, I know I can do it this. Like I double booked my haircut and my golf lesson the other day. Luckily, I was able to move one because I got to get, I had to get my fresh haircut for 4th of July, man, my favorite holiday.
But there is something about those big calendars that are color-coded. Events are written on there. They turn into wallpaper after a while, and you're like, I'm just not looking.
It is bad. And, we've tried different apps and things like that and update your calendars and this, all that, and the other. There's just so many different compartments to life for anybody that, like, you're like, okay, that one's for me, like a haircut appointment and then what my wife is doing and then, what the kids are doing. Yeah. And there's, like, all this other stuff going on, things I got to do for work, things I just want to do personally, trips we're going to take. Like, it's hard. It is hard, especially this time of year.
Well, and there's so many different calendars, whether it's your phone, your work email versus your personal email. There's just so much going on. But that's why tomorrow is nice to have a little reprieve, day off to refresh and reflect on America's birthday.
There you go.
Is it, in fact, the best holiday of the year? What do you two think?
It's mine. It's my favorite holiday. I love 4th of July. There's only one slight downfall for 4th of July for me is it's officially the countdown to training camp. Once 4th of July is over, the next thing on my schedule is, I mean, there'll be SEC Media Days this year and the All-Star Game since it's in town, but training camp is the end of the summer for me because now I'm working pretty much every weekend. But, yeah, I love 4th of July. I've always loved it. It's great because you get everything. You get the grill. You get to go to the pool or the lake. You know, you get people eating hot dogs in a contest and some of them throwing up on them. So, like, it's phenomenal. You get to drink. You get to watch fireworks. Like, everything good just goes into one. I absolutely love the 4th of July. Yeah, I've always loved it.
4th of July for most of my life was number one on my list for sure. Obviously, having the two kids now, Christmas morning is just special in our house. And also have really grown to understand Thanksgiving and what it actually, like being around family and everything. Mm-hmm. That's a huge deal for us at this point. We alternate going to my wife's family for Thanksgiving, and the next year we'll go to Florida, which is where my family's at.
This year it's Florida, right?
This year is a Florida year, yes. Yeah. So we'll be going down there. And it's, you know, obviously I'll go down there with my dad, watch the Iron Bowl, whatever it may be. So that's always a cool thing. But, yeah, I mean, I would say that it's definitely top three for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? And they all, you could probably lump in Memorial Day and Labor Day as like holidays that are similar to the 4th of July. But yeah, right there in the middle of the summer, it just gives you that one day where you're like, all right, man, I'm throwing down.
It's interesting that that's your take because you've had kids for a little bit and you do have family out of town. My family is in the metro area, both sides. The other holidays are work for me. Thanksgiving, going multiple places, Christmas. Now, Christmas is changing this year for us because we're going to be at home now, but multiple places. And 4th of July was always my favorite, you know, anyways, but it's been elevated because it's the one holiday I know I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
Like, I know, hey, we're going to a buddy's house to my buddy Brent, he's like, I want to do a burger bar. And it's funny because his wife is also vegan. And so...
Why is it funny?
Because you're vegan.
And I knew what he was saying, but the way he worded it was like, you know.
Well, it's funny that a guy, his wife's vegan, wants to do a burger bar, and then your husband is like, I bought 3 briskets and 90 hot dogs and 125 burgers.
Brent is also dealing with a situation.
Yes. Like, yeah. Allie?
I think it's adorable, though, that these guys on the 4th of July get to invite people over, and they're like, let's meet out.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
I might get both of my girls going on Friday. I might get both of them going.
You know what's funny is...
There was a pause in there somewhere, but
you know,
I'll let it slide.
You know what's funny is I don't want to talk about other people, but my buddy, he is not vegan, and his wife and his son are. I think the son just went back now to meet, but at one point he was. So their daughter, I just assumed, was vegan. And I came over with a pork butt, and like I was like, here's the meat, and I was like, and I put it down, and she was sitting there, and I was like, oh my bad, I know you probably don't eat meat. And she's like, what? She's like, I eat meat, and I was like, oh, I just assumed because your mom and brother didn't, and you didn't eat it. She's like, no, that's their choice, not mine.
Exactly.
And I was like, all right, so
everybody can make their own choice.
God bless you.
So let's talk about this NIL deal that's going on. Jeremiah Smith signed with Adidas, goes to Ohio State, which is a Nike school. So it's kind of an interesting situation we have going on here.
Yeah, I think it's been interesting to see how – and honestly, they're not the only one that has come up in the apparel room. I think it was – was it Auburn that switched back to Nike or Adidas or something just a couple of days ago? And this Jeremiah Smith news coming out with obviously – this is going to be one of the new frontiers in terms of college licensing and NIL deals, where these guys are going to start challenging the fact that you have to wear a certain cleat and you have to do things a certain way when they're a part of these college places. I know that, you know, we wondered earlier, and I know Rusty gave Bo some answers, but it's just one of those things where you look at it and you wonder what the future is, because obviously things have changed a lot in college football over the last couple of years. There's a lot of money involved in these licensing and apparel deals, and there's a lot of kids now that are looking at NIL going, dude, it's time. I'm ready to get this money, and there's a lot of checks being dangled out there. Pause.
What's interesting to me is that it's completely different from what they are. They've been a Nike school always, and Nike either didn't offer him enough or didn't offer at all. And it's just kind of interesting to me that Nike missed the boat on this, because they're normally, you know, out front, and now you have the best player possibly in college football, but the best player on the defending national champion in a competing brand from Nike, and probably is Under Armour still two or is Adidas back into the two spot?
I'm not sure.
But either way, it's one of the biggest competing brands to Nike, and he's wearing Adidas, and everything he does will be in Adidas other than on game day. Now, when he's on the practice field, he has to wear Adidas. But he's walking around campus. He's going to be wearing Adidas stuff. He's going to be in social media posts in Ohio State colored Adidas gear.
Do you guys worry, and this is kind of where my thought process went when I was reading on this, do you guys worry that eventually that this branding thing is going to become part of, part of the payment to certain schools? Like, if you're a Nike and you're looking at this, and obviously they've been a part of this Oregon thing for a long time, but if you're Nike, you're looking and going, why don't we just sign every single kid on this team to an NIL deal? Mm-hmm. If you're Nike, like, the money might be worth it. Now, you're not going to be able to sign everybody to a Jeremiah Smith deal, but then you start looking at where kids are making decisions and they're going, well, I can make this much more money because of Nike if I go to Ohio State. Like, I think that that'll be the next frontier.
Yeah, and Wes Durham just hit me up and said that the Cooper Flagg was the New Balance guy, which I could see Cooper Flagg wearing old man Frickies, the white New Balance. But it's interesting, and it's just going, you've opened up everything. It's turning, look, everything that happens in the NFL is happening in college football now. You know, like I used the example earlier, Julio Jones was an Under Armour athlete who had to wear Nike because that's the NFL deal. And he did, but he still wore Under Armour shoes. I just wonder how the language moves forward where these players push to wear the branding of the shoe that they are, they're in. Like, when does these deals get reworked where these schools are like, hey, our players want to wear their own shoes. They still got to wear the Nike stuff, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, this whole thing is just going to be ever evolving and interesting to watch. But coming up next, if you have Braves notifications turned on, your phone was going nuts yesterday. And we do have a mic'd up coming up. It's Fair or Foul, special edition since it's Thursday. So Fair or Foul, guys, think about this one. Drake London will make the top 40 on the NFL top 100 players list next year.
Wow.
Think about it. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.